Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12 today for study number 121. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 121- Who Hath Enabled Me? Our text verse today is found in verse number 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, and it reads, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me." That'll be our subject today, "who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Now let's pray and ask God's leadership. Father, give us divine wisdom this day as we speak before our congregation. I pray, God, that they might hear the words of the living God. And Lord, the words may penetrate the heart, get down into the soul, and may it get out into our feet, our mouth, our eyes, and God, that we might go for the glory of God and lifting up Jesus every step of the way. I pray you might touch some heart that's away from the truth, and God, that they might be drawn close to it. If there's one under the sound of our voice today that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I pray the Holy Ghost may convict them, cause them and draw them, God, to the throne of God, and may this be the day of deliverance from a world of sin and sorrow, and may they be redeemed and saved by your grace. We'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now this will be study number 121, and it'll be the second study on verse 12 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. We'll title this lesson today, "Who Hath Enabled Me?" The word enabled is only mentioned one time in the King James Bible, and it's in this verse number 12. Now the word enabled means to strengthen, to endue with strength, or to increase with strength. This word is similar to the word endued, which is found five times in the Bible. Paul tells us who he has been enabled by. He's been enabled by Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, he has been enabled from above, or he has been enabled by divinity or by a divine hand. His ability in the work of God has come from heaven and not from men. A very interesting word here in this verse also is the word hath, H-A-T-H. It means that Paul has been enabled in the past, and yet it also carries the thought that he is continuing to be enabled at the present as well. This word enabled means that Paul has been endowed with or has received the ability to perform as the Lord would have him to perform. Paul has been enabled by the hand of the Lord, and had not been enabled, he would have been unable to be a witness and a testimony for the Lord. If the Lord does not enable us, we're helpless and inefficient, and in the furtherance of the gospel, we'll not be where we need to be. So to put this word enabled in another view, it means simply to make us able. God is the only one who can enable us to preach, enable us to pray, enable us to teach, enable us to sing, enable us to witness, or anything else that we do for the Lord. If we do anything for the glory of God, it will be because we have been enabled by the mighty hand of the Almighty. In this verse, Paul is bragging on and uplifting of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is worthy of all our praise and honor. Paul gives us another verse similar to this in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. He said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Paul is telling us that God not only is able to enable us, but can do it exceedingly abundantly above what we need. What an awesome God, and what an awesome provider. We are to rejoice and be grateful on a constant basis. Many times I've been called on to do things for the Lord. such as to sing, teach, or preach on the spur of the moment. I did not have time to prepare or practice. When it was all said and done, I was amazed of how the Lord intervened and helped me. It was because He enabled me as He enabled Paul. Every teacher and every preacher needs to be enabled. Every Christian needs to be enabled likewise. I'm grateful that the Lord has enabled me as He did Paul down through the years and gave me the strength to perform and do the glorious things of God. He's kept me from falling flat on my face. As I now look back on the years of my ministry, I'm amazed how the Lord has kept me from falling and making a mess out of the work of God. Paul has given us a challenge that we are unable to do anything without Him, and we can do all things with Him and through Him. One of my favorite verses on this subject is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notice that Paul says he can do all things through Christ. Then he says, which strengtheneth me. He is enabled by Christ, in other words. The word strengtheneth means he is given strength to do, and not only given strength in the past, but is continually given strength on a regular basis as well. Christ is our enabler. I want to give several things that the Lord has enabled me to do in the years gone by. The first thing I want to mention is that the Lord hath enabled me to believe. In other words, the Lord has given me the faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Had He not enabled me to believe, I would still be in my sin and still be on my way to hell. John has given us the comfort of this in John chapter 1 in verse 12. And John says, but as many as receive Him. Notice this phrase, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. This means that the Lord gives us power or enables us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. None of us have the ability to believe on the Lord. God has to enable us to believe. Thank God He has enabled me to believe on the Savior for my redemption. Now the second thing I want to mention is that the Lord has enabled me with faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, as well as given me power to become a son of God. We find this in Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, notice this, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. We see in this verse that the life which we now live in this flesh, we live by, notice this, the faith of the Son of God. He enables us with the faith to believe. This faith is given from above. It's not purchased or acquired by human hands. Our faith is not our faith. It is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ that has been given to us. Now this ought to humble our hearts. The third thing that the Lord hath enabled me with is the desire to study the Word of God to obtain knowledge and wisdom to know the mind of God, so that I may live a godly, dedicated life that will please Him and bring glory to His name on a daily basis. Along with this, He hath enabled me to have a desire to pray and seek His face so I can have fellowship and communion with Him. Without the desire to pray and call upon His name, we would not have a close relationship with Him, and we would live a distant life to Him and live a miserable life as well. We would be distant to Him, and therefore we would be cold and indifferent to His will and to His ways. Remember, God made woman because He did not want man to be lonely or live alone. He made the woman to be a helpmeet for the man and to keep him from being lonely. Likewise, God made man to have fellowship with Him as well. God wants us to stay in constant fellowship with Him. And the only way we can do that is to constantly pray and study the Word of God. In the garden before man sinned, the Lord walked with the man in the cool of the day, as is seen in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Thank God He has enabled me to pray and study and have the desire to do so in order for me to stay in constant communion with Him. The fourth thing that the Lord has enabled me to be is a witness for Him and His saving grace through the precious blood of Christ. The Lord has bestowed on me the Spirit of God in order to empower or enable me to be a witness, and along with it, a desire to tell others about His marvelous grace. I've been redeemed by His blood and cleansed from my former sins, and therefore I want to declare what He has done for me in order to turn those around me from their sins and unto God. It's a real joy and a great pleasure to tell others what God could and can do for them if they will only call upon the name of the Lord. You remember Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The fifth thing the Lord hath enabled me to do is declare the Word of God to a lost and dying world through the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it would be useless to try to declare and preach the Word of God. The Holy Ghost is the power of God that opens the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf, so that they can hear and see the glorious grace of God. The lost man or woman is blind and can't see the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. If a man or woman gets saved, they have to be convicted of their sin, or there will be no salvation. Throughout the New Testament church, we see that God has chosen the preaching of the Word of God to save men and women. The preaching is anointed by the Holy Ghost, and the words of the Lord come alive and powerful enough to open the minds and hearts of the hearers. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38 said, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The word "pricked in their heart" means they got under conviction. We have to be convicted by the Holy Ghost before we are converted. The Holy Ghost is the power of God that, and I always like to say this, it convicts, convinces, and converts the sinner from his sin. As a bit of added information here, the Holy Ghost's power is missing in the average church, and certainly in most of our preaching today. We've learned in our modern day how to start and stop our services without the Holy Ghost. We claim we're not on a program, but we know when to start and when to stop, and how to control everything that goes on in between the start and the stop, so that we'll get out of the church at a normal time. Our services are clockwork. We have fallen into a worship rut and can't seem to get out of it. A rut, by the way, is a grave with both ends knocked out. Our services are dead, dull, and dry. There's no Holy Ghost conviction in the average service in our day. God help us to get back where we ought to be for the Lord. The sixth thing that the Lord hath enabled me to do is to give thanks for what He has done for me. He has enabled me to be filled with the joy and enjoy the salvation of God down in my soul. He has enabled me to live a dedicated, consecrated life with that heavenly peace from above that passes all understanding. So many in our churches are so unhappy and while at the same time claiming that everything is all right and okay with their spiritual life. To do this presents a double standard to the world and to the unbeliever. How can we convince the unbeliever to give his life to Christ if we look like we are miserable and our salvation has not done anything for us and we demonstrate that in our everyday life? The Lord has enabled us to labor, to be endued with the power and be encouraged to keep going and empowered with the Spirit and enlightened our mind to think on Him. Thank God for what He has done and is doing for us on a constant daily basis. I trust that this study number 121 has blessed you, helped you, and informed you. Amen. Today I pray that God will touch you in every way. Amen and amen.